Welcome to 7 Second Delay, the radio stunt program that loves to love you, baby. And now, by the miracle of Skype, the host of 7 Second Delay and the king of the zingers, Andy Breckman, man.
You know what I miss most, Kenny?
What?
I miss the way you used to lean over and give me a little kiss on the cheek whenever I got off a particularly funny zinger, something you appreciated.
I don't remember ever doing that. Did I really do that?
Oh, wait. No, that wasn't you.
Yeah. You're confusing me with who would be giving you a kiss for a zinger?
I guess no one. Good point, Ken.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So we have a special code word tonight, don't we?
Yeah. I was reading about that some bars, some singles bars, have a when you go into the ladies' room, they have a sign up that says, if you're uncomfortable with your date, if your date is making you nervous, if you want some help, go up to the bar and order this drink. And then they have a fictional drink,
right.
A real sounding but fictional drink, right?
Right.
And then it's a way for you to signal to the bartender that you're in a little trouble, and maybe the bartender will intercede or call the police or get you a taxi. But it's a way to tell the bartender, even if your date is there, that you need some help.
Right.
So we can do that. That can apply to our show as well, can it, Kenny?
Of course it can, Andy.
How? But how?
Well, tonight we have a topic, which is the craziest COVID-19 rumors and fake news stories that you know of. But if you throw in the magic phrase, Holy Toledo.
Well, it's not a magic phrase. It's a call for help. It's a secret code word. Holy Toledo.
Well, what it means is that the people I'm stuck in quarantine with are driving me insane.
Right. Either your spouse or your roommate, your fiance, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever you're with, if they're driving you insane and they are in the room, they're eavesdropping, they're listening in on your phone call, it's a way to signal to us that things are not all hunky dory.
Right. And Andy Breckman will then drive to your location and rescue you.
Well, if you say Holy Toledo once, it means that you're pretty annoyed by your roommate. But if you, in the course of your phone call, say the phrase Holy Toledo two or three times, we'll know that you're in serious trouble. If you say it four times in the course of a phone call, then we'll call 911.
You will.
Help us on its way.
You're going to do that. You're going to call 911.
I'll explain to the officer that this person used the code word four times.
All right. So let's start the show over again.
Dispatch help immediately.
We have revealed the secret code word, and now we start the show.
You mean we're not going to mention this again?
No, we're not mentioning this again.
But this only applies if you're listening to this part of the show.
Right.
And your husband or wife or roommate has stepped away.
Or if you got our newsletter, or you happen to be looking at our show page with the chat.
But if your crazy, overbearing girlfriend is sitting next to you right now, it's shot. You can't call and say Holy Toledo.
Right. You can't. You're out of luck.
Wait, that's a fatal flaw with our little idea, isn't it?
But new people,
it only applies to people that are listening now on their own, and whose boyfriend or husband might be with them later.
I think it's good enough. I think we need to start the show again.
I'm a scared too.
Here we
if
go.
If I was there in person, wouldn't you be leaning over right now and giving
the theme song's on? Stop talking.
Takes odds are he won't lose.
Welcome to 7 Second Delay, the radio stunt program that loves to love you, baby. And now here he is, the king of the zingers and the host of 7 Second Delay, Andy Breckman, man.
Hey, thanks, Ken. You know what I miss? I miss when you used to lean over and give me a kiss whenever I said zinger.
Yeah.
So, how was your week, buddy?
It's been a rough one. It's been a rough one. One of these weeks, I would like to have a week where the S doesn't hit the fan. That's all I ask.
Man, you know what I would do? I'd put the fan in the closet.
Oh, man.
Keep the fan away from the S.
Oh, man, you're right. And I should unplug it.
Just ask it for it. You have the fan right next to where you keep your S. Number one, you should be flushing your S.
That's true.
Instead of just collecting it.
You're so full of positive suggestions tonight. I think I could also unplug the fan.
Unplug the damn fan.
Yeah.
But then when the S hits the fan, it just kind of drips down onto the floor.
That's better than it hitting the wall.
I don't know if it is, Kenny.
It is. No, it's much worse when it hits the fan blades. When the fan blades are...
Well, if there are any eighth graders listening that want an idea for a middle school science project?
Science fair has been canceled, Andy. Sorry to break it to you.
It's too bad, because you know what my son's science fair project was?
What?
A cure for the coronavirus.
Oh, man.
He was working on it, yeah.
Oh, man. Was he getting close?
I was optimistic. We were, but the CDC no longer return our calls.
Yeah.
Baking soda, Dr. Pepper mixed together.
Really?
And we tried it. It's something. At least we're trying. What the hell are you doing? What the hell are you doing playing Joy Division?
I'm providing an essential. Wow! A Joy Division reference from Andy Breckman.
Yeah, there's an essential service.
I can't believe it.
There's an essential service. Governor of New Jersey.
Wow! That's like amazing. It's like
liquor stores and WFMU. Two essential services.
You made a post Linda Ronstadt musical reference. I'm shocked and amazed. I'm so proud of you.
I have all week to cram now.
Yeah.
Nothing else to do but prepare for the show.
Hey, we got a call.
Oh, we do not.
Yes, we do.
Oh, please. Don't tease me.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sam the Appraiser.
Hey, Sam, how's it going? How's quarantine going for you?
Good. I hear you guys have some treasure hidden somewhere in the tri-state area.
No, that's not true. That was 8 years ago. We
you announced that on the show this morning. With great show, by the way. Word on the street was it was really good.
Yeah, that was a rerun. That was a rerun because I was fixing the boiler.
Well, you should have rerun the same 7 second delay then, so you'd be consistent.
Sorry, but somebody found the money. We hid the money on the street 8 years ago, and you know what? Somebody found it 5 years ago.
So, we hid money on the street?
Yeah. I guess it was Passover or something. And we
took
did
3 years to find it?
Yeah.
We hid the afikoman somewhere?
Yeah, we had a box of matzo with some money stuffed inside, and I think we duct taped it to an old telephone booth or something.
That show sounds stupid. Frankly.
What should I say to the toll booth operator?
You should say to them, hey, I just saw some UFOs half a mile back there. Check it out.
That's now going back 30 years.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Kenny, we're 30 years in on this.
Yep.
Every show is stupider than the last.
You were being positive at first when you were giving me helpful hints about the fan.
Well, now I'm being reminded. That was stupid. This whole show is stupid.
Well, Sam the Appraiser, how you holding up? In these
good, and I'd like to order a Rob Roy, please.
Okay.
Wink.
Oh,
Rob
I see.
Roy.
Oh,
yeah,
a Rob Roy. You want that straight up or on the rocks?
Straight up.
Okay. Yeah,
we understand exactly what you mean by that. Hey, Sam, have you heard any coronavirus rumors or picked up any news items that don't ring true?
He's trying to tell you a true fact, Andy.
A doctor friend of mine told me, for sure, no, you can't fail. If you have sex with an albino, you're cured.
You're cured?
Yeah, no problem.
I will say this. I have not met anyone that I've spoken to in the last 5 months that doesn't have a doctor friend. That is true. Everyone knows someone who's an expert.
I don't. I don't have a doctor friend.
Everyone speaks so authoritatively. You know, every time they say something stupid. You know, smoking gives you immunity. My doctor friend told me.
Yeah, there is that. There is that.
I know, Ken. Yeah. Yeah. You wish.
Smoking gives the virus cancer and it dies.
Yeah, there's rumors that that nicotine kills the virus. There's rumors that cocaine kills the virus.
Yeah. Is there any rumor that buying me gifts kills the virus?
Not yet.
I'd use that one. You know who loves those rumors? Who? Smokers and cokeheads.
No, I would think they would hate those rumors.
They love those rumors.
No, they would hate it.
Why would they hate those rumors?
Because it would drive up the price of their beloved product.
Justify their twisted lifestyle.
Well, Sam, anything else you want to tell us tonight? You sure there's nothing else?
And I'll tell you what my kid is asking, Sam. Nobody else is calling.
Somebody else is calling. Sam.
Bye, Sam.
Always great to talk to you. Sam, you the too. Appraiser, everybody.
Teddy, you have to give out the phone number.
The phone number here is 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the air.
Hold on, wait.
Hello. My name is Harvey Sid Fisher, and I heard that you played a song of mine, and I wanted to know which one it was. I didn't hear it. I'm calling from California.
Okay, if you're really Harvey Sid Fisher, name me the album that has the initials AS.
A what?
AS.
The album that what is it? Zodiac. What is that? What? No, that's ridiculous.
Is this really Harvey Sid Fisher?
Well. Why don't you pick a song?
I'm here to say he is.
Okay.
But I'll give you a better deal. Name a tune and I'll sing it for you.
Well, Harvey Sid, we played Taurus off Astrology Songs.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Talk about the Taurus. Talk about the bully, boo, boo. Bully, bully.
Wow, that's great. It really is Harvey Sid Fisher, Andy.
Who am I talking to?
You know your career is going guns of fire when you're calling radio stations asking if asking exactly what song was just played.
Well, Harvey Sid Fisher, how's quarantine going for you?
Oh, you know, it's...
It doesn't get any better.
It doesn't get any better than this,
This sounds like Holy Toledo. He's really digging it.
Did you ever put out your songs about golf?
Did I ever do what?
Did you ever put out your album about golf?
Well, if you heard of it, then I must have put it out somewhere. I must have gotten around somewhere.
I seem to remember it.
Taurus, huh?
Yeah, this is Ken Friedman. I met you when you visited here many years ago. And
yes.
How can people find your music online, Harvey Sid Fisher?
Well, you know, I don't know. Just Google a Harvey Sid Fisher or Astrology Songs. It's on YouTube and... I don't know. I'm having trouble with Vimeo now. I had some stuff up there, and they all of a sudden I'm getting black screens.
Anything else you want to tell us? Anything at all? Any Midwestern cities? Anything like that? Nothing?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing about how dogs sniff other dogs. Is that you think something your audience would be interested in?
Andy, have you heard about this dog sniffing other dogs?
And
I'm so sorry. I was a little distracted. Wait. I just assumed you guys were doing your own show for a second. But it sounds like a good show.
Well, Harvey Sid Fisher, we're moving on. Thanks for the call. Thanks. Always great to hear from you. Call again.
Thank you very much. And I really did blank out. Wait, dogs? He's talking about dogs now? Say it again.
I think he was gearing up to sing a song about dogs sniffing other dogs. That's what I fear. That's what I think he was going
to
do.
Well, that's an ordeal that we'll have to live through another day.
Yeah, but we want to hear from your the most crackpot COVID-19 theories and rumors that you've heard about so far.
No, Harvey Sid Fisher, he's a friend of ours?
No, he's a musical recording artist who Irwin just played about 20 minutes ago. So I guess...
Oh, and he heard that someone... I see. He heard second or third hand...
Right.
...that his song was just played on FMU.
Right, so he
called. He was very excited about it.
Yes.
He Googled WFMU.
Yes.
He got the on-air number.
Right.
And he called you, and I got you now.
Yeah. Anytime you want me to explain a call to you, just ask.
Okay, but that won't happen very much. No. I won't be asking very much.
Okay. Hi, you're on the
Sometimes
air.
Sometimes it's more fun.
Hey, love the show.
Hey, thanks. We love you.
I can't believe I got through.
I can't believe it either.
anyways, I have a crackpot theory.
Uh-huh.
Or a crackpot. I heard that the masks don't do any good. Okay. Then I heard that the masks actually hurt you because they keep the virus that gets in inside, and they let it like push it deeper into you. And so that was kind of funny.
Yeah, that's.
And
that's
then also, Holy Toledo. Oh my gosh. I'm the one actually starting to drive my quarantine people crazy.
Oh, what are you doing?
I can't imagine that. Just from talking to you for a few minutes, you seem like the most level-headed, easygoing guy ever.
I know, right? I know.
What is it that you're doing that's driving these people crazy?
Well, I'm trying to find a way to weaponize FMU. And so whenever they're kind of annoying me, I just turn it up. And then they go crazy. My brother in particular, I don't think he can stand even like 30 seconds, not even like after 10 seconds, he starts to lose his mind.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. It's used a lot of concerts.
A lot of concert venues play FMU after the show to get people to leave the auditorium.
Oh yeah. Comedy clubs too. The second to last comic is done, on comes the FMU.
Yeah.
It's pretty powerful stuff.
But weaponizing it, I think you're right. The army might be interested in some of the applications.
Yeah, I'm addicted. I don't know how that happened.
All right. Well, thanks for your crackpot theory there about the masks.
Yep.
Masks making things worse. Are you writing these down, Andy? Are you compiling a list?
No. Wait, I feel bad. I didn't know Harvey said Fisher was a real guy. I feel bad. I might have been rude to him.
Yeah, you were rude to him.
Can we call him back?
No.
Can we play another song of his?
It's too late, Andy. It's just too late. We could end with a Harvey Sid Fisher song.
Can we do that?
Yes.
I didn't know he was like a friend of the stations.
Yes, he was. He was the bee's knees once upon a time here at WFMU.
I thought he was.
When he put out his astrology songs album.
I feel bad.
It was a song for every sign of the zodiac. Andy, what sign of the zodiac are you?
Well, it's so interesting. I used to be a Taurus, but I changed it. I'm now a Pisces.
Did you change that legally?
Yeah, you can do it. It's a lot of paperwork.
Wow.
It's not easy.
Okay, so now you're a Pisces. Okay.
Yeah, you get much better predictions when you're a Pisces.
Cool. All right, the phone number here is 201-209-9368. The program 7 second delay, and we are soliciting your crackpot COVID-19. Theories and rumors. Nobody there. Let's see here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. So wait, 201-209-9368. Yes, we're soliciting. So.
Are you watching porn again?
No, I'm just, I had a little.
You don't
little,
seem like, you don't
little
seem.
Work to do.
Yeah, yeah. Can you close your work?
Yeah. No, I'm here. I'm with you in spirit.
What work are you doing? You're unemployed.
You don't worry your pretty head about it. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. It's crazy crackpot theory night.
Right. So far we've heard that cocaine and nicotine cure COVID-19. And the guy who just called said that masks actually make it worse. Wearing face masks make it worse by trapping the virus particles inside underneath the mask.
Well, everybody's been hearing contradictory things about face masks. When this thing started, we were being told, whatever you do, don't buy face masks. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, the face masks don't do any good. But the thing is, face masks do good if you have it. It's gonna prevent you from, you know, radiating droplets all over the place.
If you have the right face mask and
yeah, even if you have a cloth face mask, if you're sick, you know, then you're helping the people around you by even wearing a cloth face mask.
That's true. Oh, well, if you're sick, you shouldn't be outside at all.
Right. And if you're healthy, the face mask helps just by reminding you not to touch your nose and your mouth. It just prevents it in a very simple way like that. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the air. Hi there, you're on the air.
Hey, Holy Toledo.
Holy Toledo. I can't believe you got through either.
We understand, and we sympathize with you.
So how's your quarantine going? I guess great, right?
Oh, yeah.
Really enjoying it?
I'm enjoying every moment of it.
Who are you quarantined with?
My family.
That must be a dream come true, just have all that family time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Holy Toledo, you lucked out.
I've never had so many lunches together as a family.
Wow.
Before.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely the bright side of this thing is, you
yeah,
know.
We're all going to miss those moments like, when this is over. We're all going to.
Reconnecting with your loved ones, really getting to know them again.
Yeah, Holy
right.
Toledo,
that
nothing sweeter.
Familiarity is really making me find the love for each and every one of them.
Yeah. Stuff that you found annoying just months ago, you now find endearing.
And sometimes even humorous.
Yeah. Now, have you heard a COVID-19 rumor?
Yeah, probably the biggest rumor that I've.
Whoops. I cut him off. Sorry.
Wait.
Sorry, Andy. Wait,
that was a real phone call.
Yeah, that was a real phone call that I asked.
It was a real listener, a real fan.
Yeah, and he really said Holy Toledo, too.
Yeah, you had that itchy finger. Well, maybe he'll redial. Maybe
bad.
He'll hit the redial button.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Mark and Edison.
Who is it?
Good.
Mark and Edison.
Oh, hey, Mark. How's it going?
Hi, am I on the air?
You are on the air, Mark and Edison.
It's a thrill. It's one of the thrills of your life, isn't it?
The origination of the phrase Holy Toledo. Do you know about this?
I don't.
From what I understand, in vaudeville, the two worst things you could do was play a date during Holy Week or Toledo, Ohio.
So our phrase is apropos, actually.
That's what I heard. That's a story. How about that?
And how's your quarantine going?
Oh, I'm by myself, so it's not bad. By the way, there was an article in the paper last week. I don't know if you saw this, a very odd little human interest thing. A short fortune teller broke out of jail, and the headline was Small Medium at Large. Have a good day.
Do you know that one, Andy?
Here's what I know. We're not screening calls the way we used to. That's what I know.
Wait, let me explain that to you, Andy. Small, yeah. Medium, at large. He was a short fortune teller.
Holy Toledo, I love our fans.
Are you okay, Andy?
Holy Toledo, this is so much fun.
I believe you're alone. You're alone and you're saying Holy Toledo.
I'm not alone, Ken.
What's all that noise, the squeaking and...
I have a squeaky chair, Ken.
Okay.
But I'm not alone. I'm with our listeners. I'm with my beloved adopted FMU family.
Yes, that's true. Right now you're alone, though.
Well, physically alone.
You pretended that you were going to work to make your kids think that Daddy still works.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. And then I have to come home a little weary and beat...
Not really right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Zane.
Hey, Zane.
Zane. How's your quarantine going?
It's going pretty well. You know, I will say I've been missing a city in Ohio.
Yeah.
Since this all started.
Yeah, especially on the Holy Week. You want to visit there.
So you and your brother, last we spoke to you, were writing a screenplay. How'd that go?
We entered the competition. We did not win.
Ah.
But then, so.
You know, I have a friend who was a judge in the competition, and he told me you guys were runner-ups. You guys were very close.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Andy, what did they do to not win? Did your friend say?
They didn't collate their pages perfectly.
Oh, man, Zane, you got to collate the pages.
That's the only thing. That was the only demerit you had.
Oh,
dang!
But you know, we hope. Don't be discouraged. You got to keep submitting stuff. You got to, and you can make your own movies. You know.
And next time, before I submit, I'll just send it to you, and then you could double check.
Maybe I'll do that. Zane, have you heard any rumors about the COVID-19 that?
I have, yes.
That just don't quite ring true.
They need to replace the batteries in the birds. So they need us to all go home.
The batteries in the birds? What?
Yeah. Have you seen a bird this whole time?
Yeah.
While you're in quarantine?
Yeah, I've seen plenty of birds.
I have not seen a single bird, now that you mention it.
Now, they're making us all go home. They take the birds, and then they replace the birds' batteries, because, as you know, birds are not real.
Ah, I see. Is this a real rumor that you heard?
This is a real one, yes.
Wow, that's a good one. I had not heard that one yet.
Ken, how hard is it to get call screeners? You can put an ad in the paper or something.
Well, we're on lockdown, Andy, so we won't allow a call screener into the building anymore. But Zane came up with a great rumor. Had you heard the battery-powered bird rumor yet?
You mean that every bird in the sky, all billion birds around the world,
yes,
are little Disney engineered robotic
birds? Yeah, that's a really famous, not very famous, but it's a real conspiracy.
One AAA battery per bird, Andy.
Well, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, you had not heard that. Well, live and learn.
Well, live and listen.
Hey, thanks for the call, Zane.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
See you later.
Thanks. Well.
Oh, boy.
I didn't think this was possible, but you know who I miss?
Who?
Harvey Sid Fisher.
Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
201-209-9368.
Hello.
Oh, God in heaven.
Hi, Andy.
Yeah. I've never been more frightened in my life.
This is Scott in Morristown. Holy Toledo.
It does make me laugh when you hear people say, how's your quarantine going? Who are you quarantined with?
I'm quarantined with my boyfriend. Holy Toledo.
Yeah. So it's going
Holy
that well,
Toledo,
huh?
Holy Toledo, Holy Toledo.
We hear you loud and clear, my friend.
Holy Toledo.
Help is on its way. We're on our way, buddy. Just hang tight.
Do you promise? Do you promise, Sandy?
Yeah, you just hang tight. Stay safe.
Where are you located?
I'm in Morristown.
We'll find them. Ken, that's all we need. Scott and his boyfriend in Morristown.
Scott in Morristown. Okay, thanks, Scott. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, we're at 201-209-9368. What other rumors have you heard, Ken, that just don't quite ring true?
Well, I mean, the big ones, of course, you know, that 5G towers all over England, 5G cell phone towers are getting burnt to the ground. You know that one, right?
Well, I don't want to disparage that rumor because I hope someday to work with Woody Harrelson.
And then the Bill Gates, that Bill Gates planned COVID-19 to build a global health surveillance state.
No, what's your source on that one?
Well, I don't believe it. I'm just telling you the rumors that are going around.
What's your source? Is your source on that one Matt Warlock?
Matt Warlock? Matt Warwick.
Warwick, yeah, that's what I meant. Oh, yeah, Warlock. I called him that once to his face. He was horrible.
Let's see, what else? What other fake? I mean, there's just so many. Where do you even begin? Good Lord. What have you heard?
Well, now I've heard the 5G rumor. Now I've heard the mass push the virus deeper down your throat rumor.
Oh, did you hear the one about the person who died twice from COVID-19?
And it's bad luck. Bad luck for him. How did that happen?
I don't know. He came back to life and then he got it and died again. I don't know. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, is this Scott again?
He must have been so mad.
No.
Oh, hi. You're on the air. Who's this?
Michael Boston.
Hey, Michael. Oh, hey, Mike in Boston.
I've got two crackpot hypotheses.
Good, good. Let us know what they are.
First one is that maybe Corona, and maybe even more likely the rhinovirus, that people associate, I've heard people say that, experts say that we don't get colds when it's cold. But I'm wondering if maybe our extremities are cold enough when it's cold and our houses aren't heated well enough and we're outside, that the virus can reproduce better in our fingers and toes that aren't as warm as the rest of us when it's cold. And the other crackpot hypothesis.
Wait, now, is this, this sounds like a homegrown theory. This is something you yourself is, are wondering.
Yeah. Well, this is something that if I, you know, had the money.
Because the virus seems to thrive when it's chillier than if we are cold, the odds are
a degree of Celsius of fever can help kill it, both corona and rhinovirus. That, you know,
so you're saying the warmer months, the spring and summer months,
is colder than the rest of you.
The spring and summer months, you're saying, will perhaps, if your theory holds,
will help
better for us.
And that if it does help, that might be why. And the other crackpot hypothesis is that maybe part of herd immunity is that as people get the virus and mostly recover from it, you know, they're exuding bits of dead virus DNA, and maybe that's having a slight vaccinating effect on the rest of us.
I didn't quite follow that.
Yeah,
did you follow that, Kenny?
I did not follow that.
Well,
one
I was
either.
First wondering that people say that the serum solution for corona, where you give people plasma from people who've recovered from corona, works because they already have antibodies to the virus.
Right. That's how all vaccines
work,
right?
I was thinking that maybe they also have pieces of virus, you know, little bits of deactivated virus in the plasma, and that helps to vaccinate you. And then I started to wonder if more generally people who've been getting over the virus excrete or maybe even sweat out bits of dead virus into the environment, and maybe that helps some people develop more immunity than they might have.
Exactly. I'm on board. I'm sold. Did you understand that, Ken? It doesn't matter if you did or didn't. I understand.
I'm going to say yes.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
hey,
Mike.
Sorry, I can't
Mike in Boston.
Thanks, Mike.
Phone number is 201-209-9368. Had you heard the rumors about farting, Andy? That farting?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that was bad news for me.
Why?
Well, it's one of my hobbies.
I think there's actually some basis of truth in that. Not that farting can necessarily spread it, but that fecal matter does carry the virus.
Well, that's why I wear underpants, and now I also wear a mask down there.
Right. That's why I'm putting my fan in the closet and unplugging it, because I don't want the S on the fan all over the place. But it would be a great bioweapon.
We got to get this herd immunity going.
Yeah, good luck on that.
Well, if we're all locked up, we're never going to have herd immunity.
They don't even know that there is any immunity. They don't even know that. Not every virus makes you immune after you get it.
Shut up.
Okay. You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
It's too late. The aliens are here.
Who is it? Who is it? It was somebody with their voice disguised.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know who else always laughs when I say shut up?
Who?
My wife, Beth. It is, because it's so unexpected.
Yeah. No, it's very funny.
Maybe that's my new catchphrase. Maybe it'll catch on.
It's not quite as good as go to hell.
201-209-9368. Hey, go to hell, man. It took off.
Yeah. So you're in.
I hear that all the time now.
So you're in favor of everybody coming out and everybody should get it. There should be.
I feel it's kind of inevitable that I'm going to get it. Don't you feel like you're gearing up and bracing yourself for a big battle with this virus that's inevitable? Doesn't part of you feel that way? The call's going to come for you. It'll be your turn at bat eventually.
It could happen, but...
Of course it could happen. Don't you think it's more likely than not?
I don't want to get it. I really, really...
I really don't either. I'm prolonging it. I'm prolonging it till I have a choice of ventilators because I prefer a red ventilator.
I don't think there's any red ones left, Andy.
I'm going to just wait. I'm going to stay hunkered down, quarantine.
Didn't you say that your backup color was a blue ventilator?
Yeah, I'm giving them. You have a first and second choice. Look, I'm going to wait till they get these any treatments that might work. Get them tested.
Did you know that the ventilators are actually probably making people worse? That they've found that like 80% of the people who end up going on a ventilator die, and they actually think that the ventilator might be damaging people's lungs and like somehow expanding the infection.
Well, that's the kind of thing. I hope they test all those theories, before I get it. I'm just prolonging the moment where I have this until maybe there's some treatments. Maybe they figured out this crazy ventilator problem that you're describing.
Well, it's a red ventilator problem. I think as long as you stick with a blue ventilator, you'll be okay. But you want the red ventilator, so, you know.
Ken, all joking aside, I know it's fun to joke and laugh, but seriously, what's going to happen to me?
What's going to happen to me? I'm worried about me.
I'm not worried about you.
My immune system is shot.
We're talking about me, Ken.
Okay. Why, do you have a bad immune system?
I'm 65.
Yeah, but your immune system's okay, right? You have
I've never been a smoker. I think I've never had a respiratory problem.
Yeah, and you don't smoke weed. I mean, you're in fine shape.
Yeah, I feel good. I mean, my wife has Crohn's, and I'm worried about her. And
you're not obese. You're not a smoker.
I did. Thank God, I lost some weight last year. The year before, thank God.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Holy Toledo, holy Toledo, holy Toledo.
That's my wife. Wait a minute. Hold on. What does that mean?
Well, who are you stuck?
I'm hearing this. I go to work every day, every morning. I trudge off to my office. I put in my 9 or 10 hours.
Beth, let me ask you, do the kids believe in this idea of Andy going off to work every day?
They have to believe it because this is our break.
Yeah, the alternative is so horrific. The alternative just puts us right smack in the middle of Ohio.
Too much attention paid.
So when Andy comes back,
the opposite, you know, the line attention must be paid. Too much attention paid.
What movie is that from? Attention Must Be Paid.
That's from the play. That's from Death of a Salesman.
Death of a Salesman. That's right. So when Andy comes back from quote unquote work, and Molly or Evan say, "How was work, Dad?" What do you say, Andy?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me just push back a little bit. I know I've worked more today than you did.
Oh, I don't think so.
I've been pushing papers around all day.
You are what they would call you in Japan? A salary man, the one that sits at his desk.
And doesn't do anything, you mean?
Well, no, you do things.
It's hard to look busy. It's exhausting.
Yeah.
And then when you take your naps, you have to look. What if someone calls while you're napping?
And you can't come home if you have like a little like line on your face from sleeping.
From the nap, I know.
Yeah, you have to wait until it's over.
It's I know. There's a whole art to secret napping.
That's so funny. Oh no,
Ken, have you ever napped during the day in your office?
Oh, of course, I nap all the time. I nap while I drive. I grab a nap whenever I can.
Andy's very good at napping.
I nap during a lot of the first half of this show tonight.
Not as good as me. I can nap while I drive. I really can. I'll be nodding off the whole drive, and then when I finally get to my destination, I feel refreshed. Wide awake.
And it's good. If you are in an accident, you'll be relaxed and limber.
Yep. All right, thanks. Thanks, Beth.
Sure thing. Okay. Hey, say that right. Guy in Morristown, too.
What's that?
Maybe you should have been nicer to the folk singer. I couldn't believe it.
I know.
You know what? I feel so terrible.
What was up with you? I didn't know
he was a real guy.
You probably thought he was trying to promote himself. I know you get that vibe sometimes from people, and it's not, I don't know. I think you didn't give him the benefit of the doubt.
We're going to play his songs.
He's a 70-year-old man who's just happy to know that his song was
I'd like to dedicate the last 20 minutes of this show.
You should call him up. You popped his bubble.
Well, we're going to play Pisces by Harvey Sid Fisher to close the show.
Wait, let's call him back.
I don't have his number. No.
You know,
wait, but he called. Kenny called here.
Look,
you know
what?
He called here at 6:05.
Yeah, I don't save personal information like people's phone numbers. We don't roll that way, Andy. I don't know people's phone numbers when they call.
Harvey Sid Fisher, right?
Yep, Harvey Sid Fisher. Check him out on YouTube. Oh, he's all over the place.
I'm now his biggest fan. Let me hear a cut of his music.
Oh, you actually want to hear Pisces? Okay, this is
me feeling guilty.
Wait, contact Harvey.
Once upon a time,
we have his number.
Tell me what you know about Harvey Sid Fisher.
Wait, I have his number. Can we text you guys?
No, let's not call Harvey Sid Fisher again.
Wait, Beth has his number?
Yeah, it's online. Like,
wait, oh, we got to call him. Oh, please, I want to apologize. Kenny.
Okay, yeah, text it to me, Beth.
Okay, all right, I'll do it right now.
Okay,
bye,
thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Boy, she's the greatest research assistant you could ever have.
She sure is.
She can, yeah, she's good at that stuff. Like if she has a complaint about a product or service.
Well, this is me again.
She always complains.
It's Harvey Sid Fisher. Harvey Sid Fisher has joined us again.
He has?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Harvey, it's Andy Breckman, Ken's co-host.
I want to apologize, Kenny. Okay, yeah, text it to me, Beth.
Oh, Harvey, can you turn down your radio?
Yes, yes.
Or your computer?
Let me figure out how to do that a second here.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.
Harvey, turning WFMU down is something every fan and listener should learn early on.
Is what?
Is a skill that every fan of FMU should learn.
Yeah.
Turning down the station. Hey, Harvey, we get so many weird phone calls on our stupid little show that I didn't, and I apologize. I didn't appreciate who you were and that you were a real recording artist that that Ken and Irwin and our listeners adore. I apologize for cutting you off earlier.
Oh, no problem. I got treated better by you guys than everybody else on the radio station ever called in.
Don't say that. I'm so glad you called back. Now, what was your day like today, Harvey Sid Fisher? What did you do today?
Well, I was taking my blood pressure.
Are you worried about your health? That something you're worried about?
No. Just the VA, they have a nurse who calls me and says, have you taken your blood pressure today? Because otherwise they just watch over me, because I was a good soldier.
Harvey, if there's anybody threatening you and you want to send a secret message that you need help, the code word is Holy Toledo.
Yeah,
I don't want to repeat it. Somebody might...
Yeah, if you're with somebody, that's driving you crazy. But Harvey, first off, thank you for your service, and you got to stay safe. I'm glad that they're looking after you, even if it's by telephone and remotely.
Have you heard this this German guy, Witkowski, from New York City? Witkowski, his name is K-U-N-T, his first name, I think, or Knut or something like that, K-N-U-T. And he's saying that we're making a mistake in that we should have the schools open. We should get everybody out on a work back to work because that way we can have the virus work its way through quicker.
Yeah, yeah.
And create herd immunity better. Otherwise, we're going to just delay it and we're going to have a second wave by doing that.
I've heard that proposed.
Yeah, that's
as
the
well.
whole Sweden argument. The only problem is that Sweden has a functioning government. They only have 10 million people spread out over a huge area.
If there ever is a treatment that can be at least partially effective, if there's all the space they need for everyone in hospitals, and they've worked through. They've tested other treatments, other alternatives, and they're better prepared. Maybe there will be an argument. Maybe next year that argument might gain traction.
Oh, you think we're going to have a functioning government by next year?
I think we're in lurches, in fits and starts. We're moving in the right direction. And it is interesting that these states are little mini experiments, and we'll see if the Georgia experiment.
Yeah, it's an experiment. I wouldn't want to be experimented on. Mm. Jeez.
Well, but isn't the alternative pretty bad too? There's people that are losing their houses. Economically, we're committing suicide.
It's true. You should bail them out, Andy. Harvey.
And people are getting very stressed. I'm hearing a lot of Holy Toledos out there today.
I know. Harvey, can Andy help your career in some way? He's very well connected.
Jesus. Criminy. Anybody could.
You know
help
what I'm
going to
do? Harvey, I'm going to download your music. I'm going
to
learn a
couple
of
songs. Total anonymity.
Harvey Sid Fisher has put out astrology songs.
Okay.
Battle of the Sexes.
I love it.
Party Hard, which was just a 7-inch single. And Golf Songs and Jokes.
Wow.
Did I miss anything there, Harvey?
You've covered pretty much everything there.
Okay.
I'm going to download these songs. I'm going to learn a couple of them. And you know what I'm going to do, Harvey? When I'm out in public, when I'm with other people, I'm going to hum them. I'm going to hum them under my breath.
Well, I hope you don't make more money at it than I have.
Harvey, it sounds like you're with your wife in the background. It sounds like in many ways you're a lucky man. You have a VA nurse taking care of you. You have fans on WFMU.
Yes.
It sounds like your wife is your wife loves you.
Yes.
In many ways, you're a very rich man.
But yes, I am. I'm very lucky. My math is very bad when it comes to counting my blessings, but I try.
Well, thanks for calling back, Harvey Sid Fisher. We're going to close the show with one of your astrology songs tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Harvey. You feel better now, Andy?
I do. I felt bad.
Good. That's good that you feel bad.
I'm human. I have a heart.
What?
If you prick me, do I not bleed?
I'm not sure. I've never pricked
you. Hold on. I can tell you.
Are you going to prick yourself right now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I bleed. Oh, yeah.
Where did you prick yourself?
Now we know.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing?
Oh, hanging in there.
Been waiting for your call all night.
Ha, ha, ha. How about that?
How's quarantine going for you?
Another day, another day.
Another Holy Toledo? Is that what you're saying?
Are you quarantined with someone else?
I'm quarantined with my husband, yes.
And how's that going? What did you learn? What have you learned about your husband in these last 5 weeks that you didn't know previously?
We are on completely separate schedules when things are normal, quote unquote. But turns out we're on the exact same schedule when in quarantine.
Holy Toledo, am I right?
How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
So have you heard any good COVID rumors?
I have, yeah. I thought we were discussing COVID truths and falses.
Right.
I've heard that apparently if like patients, when they're in the hospital, if you're in the prone position, if you're laying on your stomach, that has led to
I've heard a whole bunch of
people not needing a ventilator. I don't know if that's true, but I feel like it might be, but I have nothing to confirm that.
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
I've heard that too, but where are we hearing that? I can't even remember
what the source
of that was.
Oh, it's all over the internet, Andy. All over social media.
Oh, well, then it's got to be true.
Must be. Got to be true.
I think social media is where most of these things are flourishing.
I mean, I'm happy to spend more of the day on my stomach if I have to, I'll get a doctor's note for that.
Oh, I can't stand sleeping on my stomach. God, that's the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
But if it's a matter of life or death, Ken, life or death.
Yeah.
Then consider sleeping on your stomach.
I can't believe that one. That one just makes no sense.
No, that one, of all the rumors, that makes sense. Why wouldn't your body position... if your lungs need help, why wouldn't one body position be more helpful than another? It makes sense to me.
Hmm.
I think it's because when you're on your back, most of the weight is somehow or another on your lungs. When you're on your stomach, there's less of the weight, but you know, again, don't quote me on that.
If I'm in trouble, guys, and I'm in such trouble I can't speak, make sure you turn me over. I want to be on my stomach.
Okay, will do.
And Ken, if you don't want to be on your stomach, then I could lie on top of you.
Okay.
I'm face down and you're face up.
I'm going to write a sign on my chest that says, do not turn over.
And I'm going to write a sign on my chest, for God's sake, head to toe.
All right. Thanks, caller.
Yeah. Thanks so much. All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're on the... Yes, Andy?
I'm going to wear a safety bracelet, a medical alert bracelet that says that. If the hospitals are so crowded, it's two to a bed, I want to go head to toe.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
It's going great now that you called.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so I have a conspiracy theory.
Uh-huh.
So I guess now a lot of people are saying that coronavirus might have been here since, like, at least November 2019.
Yeah, well, I've heard that, that they think that it might have popped up in China as early as November. I have heard that one. That's not so crazy.
No, and actually, I think there's a way for people to science to confirm that. You can dig up blood samples and tissue samples from patients from November.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Now, how would that change
further along in the process? Virus? Then?
Yeah, I don't know how that changes anything.
Well, you know, it does change. I'll tell you how it does change things. It's interesting. People that felt they were sick in December and early January, that remember having a cough or remember having a fever, those people now may want to test themselves for antibodies.
Yeah, but those antibody tests are garbage, supposedly. They're more than half of them are giving false positives and false negatives.
Well, you want the ones that don't, I guess.
Yeah. I know a lot of other people did, too. Like early February.
Now, hey, let me ask you this about those tests, because I have a source. I can get hold of those tests. Let me ask you this. So there's a test that has you know, like 40% false negatives, right? And another test that's...
The antibody test, you mean?
Yeah, the antibody test. Yeah. And another one is 50%, and the same one is 50% false positive. But suppose you took that test twice. Suppose you got hold of two of those tests. Would those readings be more informative? Would you learn more if you took two tests?
Yeah, I think so. The more tests,
because
you take...
if they were both aligned, if both tests came back negative, aren't your odds much greater that in fact you are negative?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. You don't know. Why am I asking you? You don't know.
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, if you're taking a test that has some degree of reliability, the more tests that you take, you know,
whatever the problem is with the test, with test A, wouldn't you have the same problem biologically with test B?
I don't think it really even
you
matters.
You don't know.
It doesn't. You don't even know what I'm going to say. I'm saying it doesn't even matter because they don't even know if you have immunity. If you have antibodies, what does it mean? They have no idea what it means. Say shut
it
up.
It means you have a superpower. You're immune.
No, it doesn't. They don't. The World Health Organization is saying they have no idea whether immunity exists or not.
Wait, hold on. World
on
what?
Trust them or not?
The World Health Organization.
Did you just make that up?
No.
World what?
Wait, who?
The world.
Who? Who are you talking about?
The World Health Organization.
Oh, I know.
Hey, did you hear about the bats? That bats are pictured on the reverse of a U.S. quarter issued this year, and it's proof that COVID-19 was a government plot.
I saw that.
Yeah, the bats.
I've been against bats from the beginning.
Have you? Thanks, caller. Hated. I love bats.
I wonder if people in Gotham City feel differently about Batman now.
Hi, you're on the air. Don't like that clicking. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I'm relieved to hear the clicking.
This is Pam.
Hey, Pam.
Hey, Pam. How's life out there?
Huh?
How's life in California? How's quarantine going for you?
Oh, it's going. I'll just say holy, though.
Oh,
well, Holy Toledo, it's going fine.
I don't know about fine. It's going. Yeah.
Now, California, that's the state that the rumor that you hear had had COVID in November and December and didn't know it.
I probably did. Well, that's what my roommate seems to think. No. So you heard the one about the fleas and ticks.
No.
That was out there.
What was
that? It's being spread by fleas and ticks?
Didn't want at pets, but now that was debunked, I guess. Or people are just so desperate for company that won't talk back at them. They're adopting animals left and right.
Well, I think they've found that dogs and cats can be carriers of it. They don't know whether dogs and cats can transmit it
they
to people.
They can get it.
Yeah, they can.
They can
they
get
can,
it from humans. So
yeah, they can carry
the
it.
Animal.
They can carry it. I don't know that they've found cases of dogs or cats being sick. They have found...
But dogs and cats can't transmit it.
They haven't found that yet, no.
Well, what about the ticks and the fleas on them?
Don't know.
Ken and I are just starting to do the research on this virus.
No, I think it was... I think that was debunked. But I'm not sure.
If debunked means what I think it does, I'm relieved.
Debunk.
All right,
that's
Pam.
A great word.
Pam, we are just about out of time, so we got to run.
Oh yeah, time for the song.
Thank God for that.
Thanks for Harvey Sid Fisher.
Hey, let's play some Harvey Sid Fisher. Here's my new favorite recording artist.
Yeah, this is from his album Astrology Songs, Andy.
Oh, that's my favorite album. I love that album. I love Taurus. I love Capricorn on that album.
Uh huh.
I love Pisces. Oh, they're all good.
Well, this is Pisces. This is the sign that you legally changed your sign to Pisces. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess we should apologize, as we always do, to all our listeners. Who else should we apologize to, Ken? To Harvey Sid Fisher?
I have nothing to apologize to Harvey Sid Fisher for, but I think you already apologized to him, and I think you made it up to him. I want to thank you. Oh my God, Andy, we didn't talk about the car parade. The car parade.
Oh my God, Ben.
Next week.
You want to do that next week?
Yes, next week we're doing a car parade. If you have a car,
yeah.
I can't believe we forgot to mention this.
Wait, Ken, you're cutting out on me. Is that me or is that?
I don't know.
There you go. Yes. Next
I got to turn. I got to turn off Harvey Sid Fisher because next week we're inviting anybody who has a car to come down to 43 Montgomery Street, and we're going to actually have an event. We're going to have the 7-second delay car parade.
We can't. You're right. We can't all assemble in Monty Hall like we used to. We can't invite you into the station like we used to. We can do the next best thing. My daughter Rachel did this for her 4-year-old twin sons. She had a parade birthday party where friends just drove past and waved. So make a sign and drive down Montgomery Street, and we're going to just have everyone drive around and around the block, honk your horns.
Right, and you're going to be there. You're going to drive in for this, right?
I will drive in for it. I'll be one. I can't get out. And
I'm going to be standing in front of FMU. You can throw things at me.
Can I stand 8 feet away from you?
Sure. Yeah.
Would you have another mic with a long cord? Could I do that?
Yeah, I can have two mics.
I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll do that. I'll wear a mask and I'll be completely responsible.
So you and I will both be in front of the building having the 7-second delay car parade next week.
Make a sign, honk a horn, please wave to us. We miss you, right, Ken?
Yes.
We miss contact.
Yeah. What could the sign say, Andy? Give us a sign.
Well, I guess a lot of signs will be saying "Holy Toledo."
Yeah.
if you're driving,
Holy
with your
Toledo,
spouse.
Happy birthday.
We miss you.
Hey,
and
we're out of
drive around and around the block.
Right, we're gonna go down Montgomery Street, turn right on Green, right on Sussex, right on Washington, and then back down Montgomery
again.
That's
a week. Hold on, let me just check my calendar.
That's 1 week from tonight.
Is that Wednesday the 3rd?
Whatever 1 week from tonight is, but we're out of time, Andy. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope.
What are you in a rush for?
I have a recorded show that has to start on time.
Shut up. Seriously, Ken.
In New York City.
Hold on. Wait, April? Okay, May it is. Wednesday is...
It's 2020, Andy.
I'm looking at the wrong year.
2020 calendar. All right, Andy.
Wednesday is the 6th.
Yeah, we got to go. It's time for...
So 6 o'clock on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you have to go? What is this suddenly? What is this?
It's time for the next program. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues.
God forbid they're 30 seconds late. What is the next program?
It's Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
All right, as an experiment, let's see what happens if you're 40 seconds late with Weekly World Blues.
Well, fortunately, he's 30 seconds short, so now we're only 10 seconds over. No thanks to you.
Okay, we'll see you all in front of in front of the building. Is that rain or shine, Ken?
Yes, rain or shine.
It is?
Yes, rain or shine. See you next week. Car parade.
Shut up. Shut up.
And this is the sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.